Blog Talk Radio.
Changes that are going on today. We're especially going to go over Mercury retrograde. Yeehaw! It's not something we usually feel excited about, but it is a very powerful, powerful expression of God's time, which I call the benefit of astrology, is that looking at the planets and the stars and the signs and what's going on in your chart helps you really reveal what is going on in God's time. because God created the planets. There's no doubt about that. And so if you are a spiritual person, this is a wonderful time for you. There are so many planets in Pisces right now. The sun just went into Pisces last week. And, of course, Mars has been in Pisces for about 3 weeks or more. Neptune has been in Pisces for almost a year or two, so it's next to the sun right now. And, of course, Mercury, our beautiful little planet that has to do with the mind and communication and electronic gadgets and computers and cars and travel and anything to do with the five senses, is right now, today, going backwards from our perspective. And we did talk about this somewhat last week. I said that the Mercury retrograde starts when it's beginning to go backwards from our perspective, as if the planets are going around the sun like a NASCAR racetrack, think of it that way. And whenever one planet passes another from their perspective, for example, on Earth, that planet that we're passing looks like it's going backwards. So it's very interesting what the ancients must have felt like to watch this planet suddenly stop going forward, which is called a station, and then start to move backward, which is the beginning of the shadow or the storm, they call it. And then when it's behind us, it's literally behind the Earth again, it's called the retrograde. And so the retrograde usually lasts for 3 weeks, but the storm before and after, or the shadow period, is just as significant in its effect. So I will tell you again what the time frame is. The storm started on Tuesday, February 19th, and the retrograde is starting today, Saturday, February 23rd. It will go on until March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. That's a Sunday. And then, of course, the storm again, the shadow period after that, where the planet Mercury, which has now been behind us for 3 weeks, will have to catch up to the Earth and then go past it. That's where the storm and shadow period are on the other side of Mercury retrograde. And all that will end on March 26th. So that's a long time. And so what does all this mean for those of you who are new? Mercury is the mind. It rules the mind, the actual conscious mind that we use to navigate our daily life. That means it rules the eyes, the ears, the hands, the speech, your nose, your everything, all your five senses, see, feel, taste, touch, smell. And if you are in a position where the planet Mercury, which is now going to be going backwards, is in operation, then everything in your world is going to be going backwards. And if you are a person who's very alpha-driven and gotta go forward and always pushing yourself with the next newest project, this is God's way of saying you need to slow down. You need to review, reflect, recharge your batteries, reconnect with spirit, reconnect with old friends. That's the kind of thing that happens during a Mercury retrograde. Old friends come back into your life that you haven't talked to for a long time. And really to re-examine everything with the word re in it, to re-examine your life, because otherwise we would never take time to re-examine our lives. So Mercury retrogrades take place 3 times a year, and I believe they are God's way of saying slow down and focus on what really matters. So my experience this week, and the reason I knew it was Mercury retrograde, and I was planning on putting some music on this time. We're going to try something new. I've never done this before. I have a little device that like an Android tablet, and I have all my music loaded into it, so I thought it'd be fun to have some music in the background. And Mercury is currently retrograde in Pisces. So Pisces rules music and film and spirituality. So this is from a wonderful CD called Om Diksha. It's just a very sweet melody. So I'm going to keep that going in the background, and maybe it'll take some edge off of my voice. So Mercury in Pisces, retrograde in Pisces, usually has to do with spirituality, meditation, things that are in your subconscious mind, but it also has to do with drugs and alcohol and addiction, and I work in an alcohol and drug addiction treatment center. So this week, the computer went down, the phones went down, and basically we were kind of like just sitting around. Several things happen with clients, of course. That's not unusual, but it is fascinating when you know this stuff is happening to just be aware of it and sort of maybe have a sense of humor about it. That, yes, it's going to be chaotic in the next few weeks. Yes, you will probably have difficulty communicating with people because they won't be hearing what you're saying, or they'll be distracted, or they won't be focused. And that's usually what happens with Mercury retrograde. I did what I always tell other people to do. I backed up my computer. I took my car in to get it checked out, had an oil change. And I also purchased a little electronic keyboard to go with my new tablet. And sure enough, this morning I was trying to use it. It's a Bluetooth keyboard, and it was just one of those things. It's having a hard time getting started because it's Mercury retrograde. So anything new you want to be careful of, especially if you plan to sign any contracts during this time, because if Mercury rules the hands and the eyes, then your eyes are not seeing clearly. You're not seeing the small print and the most important things that are going on in that contract. So those are just some little things to talk about with Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury in Pisces and all these other planets in Pisces also rules the blood. So be careful what you are putting into your blood. Mercury rules drugs. I mean, Pisces rules drugs and alcohol and addiction and having no boundaries with that because it is the ocean of consciousness. And so be careful with what you imbibe during this time, especially with all these planets in Pisces. And that being said, I'm going to take a little sip of water and you can listen to the music. So, Pisces rules the subconscious mind, which has to do with the dreams, intuition, psychic ability. And when you have four planets in Pisces, you're going to have a lot more energy going in that direction. So if you are a person who likes to meditate, this is a great time for meditation. Pisces rules the feet. So I tell people to be careful where you are stepping and where you are walking, because at any moment you can get distracted and hurt yourself. And that happened to me during a staff meeting this past week on Wednesday, which is ruled by Mercury, for those of you who follow planetary hours. I was getting up out of my chair, and my neighbor started to put on her coat, so I moved out of the way and nearly fell over my own chair, my own backpack on the floor and everything else. I just luckily grabbed it all before I went down. So it's just, it can happen that quickly. And my sister recently broke her hip just by turning in her kitchen and talking to somebody and just went up in the air and fell and broke her hip. So it is possible for these things to happen. And Pisces rules music and dance. So if you like to dance, this is a great time for dancing. And I've just said, like I said, loaded all my CDs onto my computer and then finally loaded them onto my tablet so I can have them to listen to at any time. And it's really nice to have music in the background when I'm doing various tasks, because music is very soothing to the nervous system, and music is ruled by Pisces. So it's a very connected time to listen to music, to stay absorbed in music and have it in the background, as long as it doesn't distract you from your regular activities. So this is the reading from this week's Daily Planetary Guide, February 24th through March 2nd. We do a week at a time here. And I read from the Daily Planetary Guide because it is one of the most wonderfully written astrological explanations for what is going on. And it's written by an astrologer named Pam Champy. If you're interested in getting your own daily planetary guide so you can follow the full moon and the new moon and when the Mercury retrogrades are, you can go to my website, which is www.christinamalone.com. So when you go there, there's a link to my blog, and on the blog, on the left side panel, there's a link to Amazon.com where you can get your very own daily planetary guide and follow the planets that way. So this is the week of February 24th to March 2nd. Busy, busy, busy. Besides the continuing Mercury retrograde, there's also a hypersensitive full moon. That's this coming Monday. That'll be February 25th. A foggy Venus-Neptune aspect. Venus is going into the sign of Pisces very soon, and she'll connect with Neptune in Pisces. So that's a foggy energy. Plus, a sun-moon trine to make you smile this week. Okay, so there's a hypersensitive full moon, a foggy Venus-Neptune aspect, plus a sun-moon trine to make you smile this week. And because Mercury is retrograde, communications are in the hot seat. So don't be surprised if electronic equipment and gadgets seem to be full of little gremlins that make your life difficult. Expect misunderstandings, missed calls, texts that are routed into cyberspace or outer space, I'll say, and appointment mix-ups to be as common as the common cold. Well, also at work, several people called out sick this week, which made it very hard to work. But Tuesday, February 26th, is the real problem child of the week when Mercury backs up and merges with red-hot Mars. Mars is already in Pisces, so Mercury in Pisces going backwards will go back into hitting Mars, the planet of usually aggression and the god of war. And you'll see tempers flare. And with the combination of that with a full moon on Monday, February 25th in Virgo, the theme of the Virgo full moon is to find a delicate balance between being hypersensitive and obsessive-compulsive, which is generally the nature of Virgo. They like to look at all the details of everything. And Virgo is a mutable sign that's ruled by Mercury, so it's also very mental. Its statement is, I analyze. And so it's going to be challenging that way. As hard as that may be, this full moon also comes with a particular challenge because the sun and moon, being both in Pisces and Virgo, are both involved in a T-square with Jupiter, which is currently in Gemini. So what does that mean? When you have planets that are in similar modalities, which is mutable signs, sun being in Pisces, moon being opposite in Virgo, and then it's going to square to Jupiter, which is in Gemini. And because this sun, moon, Jupiter are in flexible signs or mutable signs, this T-square is not as difficult as it sounds. What will happen is you will have a choice to either make changes in your life or go completely off the rails. Not very good choices, but in general, every full moon signifies the time of the year and the time of the month, when the lunar or unconscious forces are at the peak of their power. The 2 weeks following the full moon are good times to wrap things up, get rid of bad habits, and put the finishing touches on projects that are in the works. So like a full moon going to a new moon, when you're going down from a full moon, it's a time of just reviewing and reflecting your life and letting go of old things, having some closure with things. I'm turning the music down a little bit. Then the 2 weeks later that same day, February 25th, this week, ladylike Venus will enter feminine Pisces where it will be an honored guest for the next 4 weeks. And then on Thursday, February 28th, enchanting Venus teams up with dreamy Neptune, which we said earlier. And see, the thing is, Venus rules love and money in astrology. So you could see that in that kind of combination, when she teams up with Neptune, which is the god of the ocean, subconscious mind, the dream world, you get into this dreamy kind of level with the goddess of love, and it can be where you could really lose yourself in romance or spirituality or artistic creativity. And lots of feelings of compassion will come up because Neptune is about compassion and charitable work. And so Venus and Neptune is going to be a great combination for that. Unfortunately, this is also, since Venus is the goddess of love and money, she also has to do with financial matters. So you have to be careful with your wallet because this position of Venus coming up to be with Neptune means you won't have very many boundaries around your wallet. It says this position indicates a nebulous approach to money. Hands down, the calmest day of this week is Saturday, March 2nd, when the Sun and the Moon and Saturn form an emotional water trine. Saturn is currently in Scorpio, which is a water sign. The Sun will still be in Pisces, and I'm assuming they mean that the Moon will be in Scorpio also during that time. So there's going to be a nice trine of energy between the Sun and the Moon and Saturn. So they say take advantage of this sweet alignment next week and make plans to visit a spa, go on a retreat, or get away for a romantic weekend. And since all these planets are currently in Pisces, it's a great time to be near the ocean, or any body of water for that matter. It's a great time to take a hot bath even, if you like doing that. I've often confessed on the show that my favorite escape, because Pisces is the sign of escapism and addiction, and I don't do drugs and alcohol anymore, thank God. I don't think it's wise to do that, especially with all these planets in Pisces. It's just more dangerous to put stuff like that in your blood. But there are ways that I can lose myself in maybe a TV show or the YouTube videos or things like that. That's also a Piscean kind of experience. So it's important to recognize if something in your life is taking a lot of your energy and your time to the point where your life is unmanageable. That is one of the definitions of addiction in the 12-step programs, which is also ruled by Pisces. Therapy and treatment centers and monasteries and ashrams are also ruled by Pisces, as well as prisons and insane asylums. But primarily what that means is that if you ever have experienced the 12 steps, it says, admitted we were powerless over whatever and that our lives had become unmanageable. So if you are in a position where you're powerless over something and it's making your life unmanageable, then I strongly recommend that you, A, either get a therapist and talk about it, or B, go to a 12-step program and talk about it. There's millions of 12-step programs all over the world, and they are even on the phone, and you don't even have to show up in person if you're afraid of your anonymity being broken. So that's a really amazing thing about 12-step programs. And Pisces rules therapy and therapeutic paths and healing of the therapeutic nature, psychic readings, astrology readings, all kinds of stuff. So if you have never had an astrology reading and you'd like to know more about your natal chart, then I recommend calling me and going to my website, ChristinaMalone.com, and looking into that. There's lots of choices on that website. So it's going to be an interesting time, to say the least. There's a wonderful website that's called ismercuryinretrograde.com, and I think it's hysterical that they came up with something like that, because whenever Mercury is retrograde, it's red and fiery looking, and it says that's the reason why you're probably feeling miserable. And during the time when Mercury is not retrograde, the website is very funny in that it says, no, it's not, and it'll tell you there must be something else going on in your life. But anyway, it says right now, yes, it is retrograde, and that may account for the weirdness. And it says that Mercury will go direct on Sunday, March 17th at 4:03 p.m. Eastern time. So hang in there. Just be aware that God's in charge. God created the planets and gives us these experiences of full moons and Mercury retrogrades for a reason. And I think it's wonderful to know this stuff, because it gives me a sense of sanity and a sense of humor to be able to deal with this life, you know. Otherwise, life would be very confusing, I think. And before I knew about Mercury retrogrades, I would just be like everybody else. I would be pushing against the current, and I would be trying to accomplish things, and it's just not a good time for that. It's a time for planning. You know, you can plan a project that you might want to do. I wouldn't recommend moving, because the moving will be completely crazy, and it's already a stressful experience to move. For example, they may route your possessions to the wrong house, or they may break things or drop things, because Mercury rules the hands. If you can possibly wait until after the Mercury retrograde to do any of these things, to start a new business, to start any new projects, to even to start new relationships. Now, here's the thing. If you've already done something before, or if you, like I've done a radio show before. I've done this radio show for almost 2 years, so it's not hard for me to do something I've already done during Mercury retrograde. It's the new things that are more challenging because it requires so much mental energy, and Mercury is just not there. The mind is not there for that kind of thing. In the same way, when you're getting involved in a relationship with somebody, as dreamy as it may seem right now, it's just going to be more elusive and deceptive and not real. So do you want that? I mean, that's not what I want. I want honesty and reality and commitment and all those things that really make a relationship work. And when you're getting to know somebody during a Mercury retrograde, you really can't know the truth about them. And when you come out of the retrograde, you're going to see things about them you didn't even imagine. So just to let you know, I mean, have a good time if that's what you want to do. But I just want to give you the heads up that these are some of the challenges that are going to happen during Mercury retrograde. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed the music playing in the background. I'm going to listen to it later and see how that was, if it was distracting or not. But hope you will come back and join me again for another adventure in the stars. And if you'd like to hear more about astrology, I do have a blog for the new moon and the full moon called It's in the Stars, just like my radio show. So have a wonderful week, and God bless, and take care. And we're going to listen to my song, Spinning Through the Universe. It's a perfect Mercury retrograde song. Here we go. I